The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, you guys know what my favorite forum online is?
Penthouse.
Wait. Hustler.
No, no.
Playboy.
No, no.
Grindr.
Yeah, no.
Wait.
There's a Mind Pump forum. It's a private forum on Facebook. You know how you get invited?
How?
You got to enroll in our bundle program, which is all these amazing programs that get you shredded, ripped, and muscular. And then you get on a forum, and you can talk to us and...
Hugh Hefner.
No, the Mind Pump community.
Oh, okay.
Guess how much it cost?
How much?
$500.
$0.00.
For how long, though?
If you get on now, you're on forever. After that, we're probably going to start charging.
$0, too expensive.
$0. We won't pay people.
Can we put a down payment on that?
You can put. We'll let you do it in payments.
Three easy payments
of $0.
I don't know.
Mindpumpradio.com. Click on the yellow button. Enroll in the bundle. Get forum access for free.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump with your hosts Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Adam.
Yeah.
Bro.
What?
Your show. Let's talk about it.
Whenever, bro.
Let's do it right now. This is the post show update.
Right. Post apocalypse.
We're on now.
Are we?
Yeah, we're on, dude. Doug's recording. I am
recording. Here we go. We're going.
So, Adam, how did you? Where did you place, and how did you feel about it? And are you satisfied?
Oh, I placed fucking 11th place, the worst I've ever placed.
How many people?
20.
There was a lot of talent there, dude. A lot of talent.
No, you know what? Best roster I've ever competed in, hands down. There was four dudes that are ex-Olympians or going to Olympia. There was two bodybuilding.com sponsored athletes. And then there was one TV star from Brazil. So, you know, a lot, and not to mention all the guys that are sponsored and tied in with a lot of people and stuff like that. So it was definitely competitive. And
I heard even The Bachelor was there. Is that true?
Yeah, he was.
What Bachelor?
Johnny took a picture with him.
Yeah, from the TV show.
Oh, fuck, I hate that show.
Yeah, Johnny
never did. God seen damn, it. I hate
Johnny,
that show.
Johnny did a funny picture on his Instagram. So Johnny Sebastian, those of you guys that have listened before, have follow him now on IG. He just did a post with the Bachelor. I saw that, him getting a rose from him.
I will say this, you easily had the loudest audience.
We did. That was, and like I said, the two, what did I tell you guys?
Yeah,
the two,
we were awesome.
The two things that were going to make me happy. Of course, I'm competitive as shit and I want to win. But the two biggest things that would make me happy, make my day, was one, coming in with the best physique that I've brought to stage yet. I accomplished that. It was definitely better than my Lou Ferrigno show. And in my opinion, mind you, too. So my placing is the worst. But I always look, I'll take my pictures from my last show and I'll compare to these pictures. And as long as I can look at my physique and say, hey, I went after building better calves, better legs, and a back this time around. And, you know, did I do that? And did I present that? And I did, you know, for sure. I brought all those things up. I was super excited about that. So it was a total win. And more than anything else, I wanted to walk out on that stage and I wanted the place to erupt being in our hometown. And that just, it was awesome. It was very cool to walk out, to watch these 20 other pros that, like I said, are all big names and guys. And then here I come stepping on stage. And I was the last athlete to come out, which was cool. So I was number 20.
Yeah, you were.
I was number 20. So I got to come out and then the place just exploded. Yeah. So
we went, it was electric.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Mind Pump t-shirts everywhere. Everywhere we were looking, people were wearing Mind Pump shirts, which is, this is kind of odd because we show up and I'm not used to this, but people were stopping me and Justin and Doug wanting to take pictures with us and shit. That's weird.
That's weird.
It's just weird. Yeah, it's just weird.
No,
you know?
It's cool.
No, it's cool, but it's weird. I'm not used to that kind of, you know, that type of notoriety anywhere.
We usually let Adam take care of all that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been in the industry. You've been doing this competitive thing for a while, but I haven't, you know, been on social media very long or done any of this stuff. So to have people come up and be like, Mind Pump, take a picture.
Yeah, it's neat and
it's cool. Pretty rad.
What actually doesn't happen, and I talked to my girl about this, and it's so strange. Like, so now some people still don't, and I get it because, you know, it's through this like social media thing. Like, you know, here you know us, you feel like you know us really well because you listen to us on the radio or you see us on IG on a regular basis. But then some people still don't want to say hi because they don't feel, I don't know if it's they don't feel like it's, a, or if they feel like it's a weird thing to say, like, hey, I know you from Mind Pump or this or that. I love when people do it. They
don't just
give
stare.
A, and they don't, yeah, they stare yeah. And I'll, and I'll recognize some people. I'll recognize it. I know they know us, you know, and, or they'll be whispering or I'll walk by and they're like looking down at their IG and they're talking and just like, and they're pointing and shit. And it's like, obviously like, just say fucking hi, dude. Like, you know, I'd rather talk to
I'm
you.
A human being.
And get a chance to meet you and stuff.
Well, there was this really cool couple. I don't know if they were together. It was a guy and a girl, both obviously very fit. All tatted up, and the guy comes up. He's like, "Oh, I'm a, you know, a big fan of Mind Pump because I just found you guys. I've already listened to like 80 episodes in a row." And he found us because he follows
Brandon.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, my mom. This was my first show that my mom had made. So my mom had come out for the first time. So this was pretty cool, and it was neat because she's wearing her Mind Pump shirt. And
she wasn't wearing the zero fucks shirt. she was wearing the one that just says
we had one made.
My mom's pretty gangster though. She would rock the zero fucks still. She's as conservative as she is. She's also still she's supportive of her son. You know, although she does probably wish I'd toned down the F bombs.
not gonna happen.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Mothers right? are never right? you know, fuck completely
mom.
Satisfied.
I explained to her that it's probably the best word. It's the only word that can be used as an adjective, a noun, a verb, an adjective.
It's the most versatile word.
It is the most versatile English word. Language. And it explains
it's either
so
fuck
many.
Fuck or dude. Yeah. I usually rotate those.
Yeah, it's a great word in the vocabulary. So,
and that's a full sentence
a
right
fuck
there,
dude.
Yeah.
Anyway,
dude's fucking.
She came to prejudging, right? So she actually carted around with me all morning long, which was cool. And when we first walked into the arena, she had to go to the restroom, and she went to the restroom, and in the restroom a lot of the bikini competitors and women that were getting ready for the stage were inside getting ready.
Ooh.
And as soon as she walked in the bathroom, some girl stopped her and was like, "Oh my god, I love that show. I love Mind Pump." And my mom gets all
rad.
Yeah, she gets all excited. She's like, "Oh, it's my son.
It's my baby boy.
She can't wait to come out.
Let me show you a picture of him."
Yeah.
Did you know when he was 12
shit.
He shit his pants when he was playing basketball? Yeah. He wasn't always a big shot.
Right. Look at these.
Roll me under the bus. Yeah, you know, the number one thing that I always get asked after these shows, and I noticed Craig too. I've been listening to Craig's Periscope, and he gets the same thing too. Everybody wants to hear us talk shit about the placing. You know, how do I feel?
But it kind of rolls out how you thought, right? Going
well,
in.
Exactly. And here's the thing.
Bro, it's so subjective.
It is. It is. And here's my attitude on it.
All right.
Is, you know, first of all, at the professional level, it's completely different than I had more of an attitude or more frustration when I was an amateur and then the national level competitor, because I would walk backstage when I was an amateur and I'd look around. I'd be like, okay, I've got like,
yeah, you're miles better.
Yeah.
Than,
I was like,
the next
I've got
guy.
All these dudes smoked right here. You know, maybe this guy's close to me, maybe that guy. And then when I would place like fourth or sixth, I would be fucking pissed, you know, because I'm like, you know, and I'll be the first one when I'm standing next to another dude that's put together. Like, that dude's put together. He's put some work into it.
Everybody looked good.
Yeah. At the IFBB league. So in the professional level, it's just like any other sport, you know, everybody's badass. So when I look at that, I go, you know, hey, I could place anywhere from first to dead last. It really, you know, and of course, everybody who's close to you that are family and friends and fans of Mind Pump are all biased, you know. Oh, we think you look way better than this guy, that guy. And I love that. That's great and all. But, you know, hey, I'll be the first one to admit that, you know, easily I could have taken last place. Easily. Yeah. The guy's physique, I mean, maybe there was maybe one or two guys that I felt really confident that, like, okay, I'm definitely better conditioned than these guys for sure. But it still wasn't even a long way. It wasn't like I smoked them. It was just that.
Well,
you know,
also, I mean, how many shows have you done as a pro? Like, this is your second one, right?
Yeah, so on my second.
And what about those other guys? Like, I'm sure those other guys have put in a couple more. And I mean, like, for me, like, I see it as like a FaceTime thing. Like, the judges really want to get
it is
see the amount of reps, you know, you're getting in, and as far as like doing shows and all that, huh?
They do. They like to see you come again and again and again and again, and you tend to get rewarded for. And I don't want to say you just get rewarded for showing up from show to show to show. The idea is that you show up from show to show and you continue to show improvements. You know, and I feel like I improved from last show, but first of all, I don't think any, maybe I had one judge, the same judge out of the 10 that was from my last show. So maybe that one judge scored me good because he's like, oh, I remember this guy from Lou Ferrigno, and wow, he brought his calves up, and wow, his posing's mm-hmm. a little bit better, or whatever that. And maybe they gave me a little bit of love, but the other nine have never seen me before, and they're just like,
oh, like starting over.
Well, yeah. It's super. Look, I'm not a obviously not an IFBB physique judge, but like Craig, for example, I think he placed last, right? He got last, right?
Well, once you hit the way the placing starts or it works. Is 16th, if there's 20, 40, 50 guys, doesn't matter. If there's more than 16, they no longer judge past that. So it goes from, it goes to top 15, and then everybody else is 16th.
Okay.
So he was 16th.
So I'll tell you something right now. I like his physique. Yeah. I like the way
he looks. Great.
He's chiseled as hell, incredibly conditioned, but obviously he doesn't have the look that they're looking for. He doesn't have that whatever they're looking for when it comes to physique. But when I see him on stage, I was like, he looked fucking impressive as hell. I mean, me and Justin were both commenting. Yeah. You looked extremely impressive. The guy who won, he looked really good. But I think it was second place that I think looked maybe better. Second or third, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
so, but I mean, I'm not a judge, so it's very subjective.
Well, both those guys, the Obey, the Bolt guy that won it, was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's great that it was a local boy, that took it.
Yeah.
And what did John Cakes, what did he place?
I want to say John was like seventh.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say he was. And the morning, which was crazy, in pre-judging, they had John and I right next to each other. And I actually thought I was going to take somewhere between sixth or eighth, mm-hmm. the way they had it set up in the morning time. They were bouncing John and I from the center of the second call-outs. And then towards the second evening,
mm-hmm.
Towards the second show, like the evening show, I actually got bumped. So
it's
and so did the big tall black guy that I personally, my favorite physique in the whole show was the 6'4".
Oh, what was his name?
The 6'4" brother, Darnell Ferguson.
Darnell, yeah. He looked good. We were talking about him. Like,
he looked really good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And of course I'm biased because I'm a tall guy. Shredding. But when it comes to bodybuilding, and I think Sal has mentioned this before, when you used to, anybody that knows their classics and knows when Arnold Schwarzenegger used to compete against Columbo, if you looked at Columbo, he was more aesthetic. He was more symmetrically balanced and was ripped as shit. But Arnold was massive.
And he's tall.
Like, so he got this, you got to give extra love for that, man. Because somebody who is over 6 foot tall that builds a symmetrical physique, they're not built that way. They're built to be swimmers and look like that. And then they're in the sport of bodybuilding. They're not built like a bodybuilder. Most bodybuilders are about a 5'8 to 5'10.
Well, average bodybuilder, pro bodybuilder, right? Is 5'9.
Yeah, exactly. So 5'8 to 5'10 is that range that you're in that sweet spot for building this ideal symmetrical physique. So when you see somebody outside of that, in my opinion, you should get some more love for that, And I just think that, the top three for that show was...
They were all small dudes.
Yeah, everybody was under 5'10", and they all looked freaking awesome, and nothing to take anything from. But I, personally myself, if I'm judging, and like I said, I'm probably biased because I'm a 6'3" dude, I'm going to lean towards the guy who's 6'4", like Darnell Ferguson, who was stacked. Dude was stacked. I mean, he had abs, delts, arms, back. I mean...
Yeah,
dude,
his delts were super impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude was definitely stacked. Yeah. I mean, he was lagging in the calves and the leg department, but men's physique doesn't give a shit about that. So I definitely thought he had a badass physique for sure. So
it's definitely, these type of sports are definitely not spectator sports. And I'll explain what I mean, because I'm coming in as an outside guy, right? There's, first of all, you can't see much.
Agreed.
You can't see much from the audience. So it's very hard to tell. And then you look at the screen to try and tell, but it's hard to see the differences, especially when you have so many.
Especially that screen they had was terrible.
Yeah,
that screen was
all blurry.
It was all blurry.
And what was up with the lighting?
Yeah.
I was trying to periscope it on there, and it was just like, I bet they're all like looking at this like, what the fuck?
No, it's blurry.
But you're there, and it's like, you're there for, we got there at 6. I think you guys came out at like 9:30, and you're just sitting there. And so it's not like necessarily what you would consider, a fun spectator sport for outside people. However, the photos are what get the sport popular.
Oh,
it's not the shows. The shows are the hardcore fans, right?
Yeah.
It's not like a bunch of people like, hey, let's go watch a bodybuilding show, because it's not really that exciting.
No, and you know what? Everybody whoever tells me that they're going to come out and support, I always warn them. I always tell them like, hey, listen, I don't even like going to watch these fucking things. This is my sport. I'm in it. I live it. And I don't like it. Whenever I go to them, I normally go to go, shake hands and kiss babies for like an hour or two. And then I'm fucking out of there. Like, yeah. I do not like to hang around a bodybuilding show because they're just long. They're drug out. The, like you said, lighting
it
is terrible.
It reminded me of going to a graduation ceremony.
That's a very good analogy because it's like the only way that it's cool or memorable is you got somebody who's close to you that's up there that's graduating, right? Or else why would you ever?
You're just waiting that whole fucking time for one person.
Right? And it's only it's like 15 seconds. Right,
get the car started.
Right? Congratulations, Adam Schaefer graduated class of 1999. You walk up, hand a diploma, then I'm fucking done, right? That's it. That's actually a great analogy. It's pretty much like that. And if you're not going to go see somebody, it's kind of like whatever.
I was a little disappointed that they didn't have like a pose off at the end like they do with bodybuilding.
So we were,
That's fun.
Who was I talking to? Was it Craig? Yeah.
Craig.
Yeah, Craig and I were talking about that. Like, dude, it would be really cool if we got to do something like that afterwards. Yeah.
Well, bro, let me just be straight up here, okay? You're a charismatic individual. You have an overpowering personality. I think if you did a pose off, you would fuck with people of that. And I think that would help the more charismatic people come forward, which is not, that's good for the sport, if you ask me. You got to represent the sport.
It'd be even better if it was like WWE where you give them the mic and then they talk shit. Turn into a character.
Yeah, you're fucking ain't shit. Look at these abs. Ah. You actually bring up a great point and actually a really funny point because I'm very challenged with my whole stage presence because I'm super outgoing. You guys know that. I have no problem being in front of a camera. I have no problem being in the limelight at all. So people always ask me, are you nervous when you get there? The very first show I ever did, I was nervous because I didn't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, you didn't know what to do.
But I'm not nervous being out in front of people. I eat that stuff up. But that being said, I have a really hard time doing all the pixie fairy shit stuff that they have us do, like the turns and the flair that a lot of these guys give, and like everybody wants, they always want to critique my posing and be like, you need to pose more, you need to work on your pose, you need to do this, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not saying I don't need to. I think I am the worst IFBB pro poser for sure, but I just refuse to do all that Tinkerbell shit, bro. I do not want to do the little twirling and spinning like fairy dust is going to come out of my hands when I turn around. That doesn't show charisma to me. That doesn't show confidence or show, like, confidence to me is I'm going to come out with my swagger.
Fart
bam,
sparkles.
Show you my side. Bam, show you my front. Bam, show you my back.
Well, it makes me laugh that they're talking about posing because you guys don't pose. You guys do a turn, side, back. Bodybuilding, you do front double bicep, back double bicep, rear lats, right? You do all these different poses. So I can understand. But you guys are just standing there, right? You do front, you do the side kind of shot in the back.
Yeah.
So what what can you do to make that more like amazing?
Well, somebody tried to dance a little bit in between. It was doing this like little
moonwalk. Like, what do you do? Like just move your hands a little bit more?
And that's just it. Is these guys have learned now. It's evolved.
You did the kiss. You kissed the audience.
That's kind of that's my personality showing out, saying goodbye to all the fans and showing my love or whatever like that. So
a couple ladies passed out when you did that.
I feel like, though, I just
I got hit with a lot of panties. It didn't make it up on
it
stage.
It didn't have the arm strength to get it up there, right?
Right in the back of my head.
those were boxer briefs.
I was going to die if somebody did that because I've been saying that for so long. And I actually had quite a good feeling, like, hey, bro, just so you know, I brought some panties. I'm throwing another. Oh, God, dude. If someone does this, I don't know how I'm going to react.
I was going to try and buy the biggest ones they make.
Yeah. It's just like. So I have a funny story for you guys that I didn't get a chance to share with you guys, so you'll appreciate I'm sharing it now on radio. So this is my second or third show where Muscle Productions is putting it on. And so there's a guy, their main photographer who works for them. He's always backstage and while we're in the pump up room and we're doing stuff, he's filming and he's taking pictures and he goes, and he's the one who puts the video together and posts all the pictures of all the athletes to promote their company. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's this older guy. And every time he sees me, he makes his way over to me and he's always snapping photos, which he's doing that to everybody, right? So that seems normal, but it's not normal because this guy like takes an abnormally amount more pictures and video. And he follows me. Every time I start to, if I take my shirt off, I'm oiling up, I do a push up, I do a curl, he comes,
mid-sentence with somebody.
Yes.
Hold on.
I will see him across the room. And I was telling Craig this, right? When he was first came, I was like, dude, this guy's got like a crush on me or something. And it's weirding me the fuck out because it's like this old dude, right? And he's just creepy about how he does it. And the way he looks at me when he's filming me, like, it just feels fucking creepy, right? And I'm telling Craig this, and Craig's kind of looking at me like, no, whatever. I don't think he believes me, right? And then, like, 2 minutes later, I get down, do push-ups. Sure as shit, dude comes running over, getting the camera all in front of me. He's doing this to me the whole time, and I'm like, I tell Craig, I say, see, bro, I'm fucking telling you, this guy's all over my shit, dude. So as soon as I get off stage, he comes running up to me as soon as I get out. He goes, hey, real quick, can I get a photo of you and stuff like that? I'm like, kind of roll my eyes. I'm like, yeah, bro, okay. I don't want to be a dick. It's the company, right? Right. It's their company.
I'm probably like, take 50 more real
right.
quick.
So he gets me in front of this little banner, right? And he has a video. He sets up a video. And he's getting all staged. I think he's going to take a real quick shot. And he's like, you know, stand right here. I'm going to get my camera ready, this and that. So he gets a video camera out. He gets his still shot camera going. And I'm in front of their poster for their company. And he's like, okay, I'm going to have you say this. So say, NPC, the best, blah, 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 come. For you know, and he starts giving me lines, and I start like, okay, so I'm playing along and I'm doing this, and then he's like,
now
okay,
on your knees.
Oh, I did 15 different clips of different lines and little promos for their show, and he's snapping shots and photos. He even walks over and he gets a fucking cowboy hat, and he gives me a cowboy hat, and he puts a cow. I got my fucking hair all day. I just got
random
done.
Cowboy.
He gives me puts a cowboy hat on my head, and he has me do all these stupid. I'm like, I felt like such a clown, bro.
He's on now. I want you to say
this isn't gonna get weird. Yeah, or anything.
Yeah. Now I want you to say you like it hard and deep. Go.
Yeah.
like it. What? Wait.
Say yeehaw while I climb on.
He hands me a thing for me to release the live. For them to use the photos, and he says he's gonna email me all of them for free or whatever about this stuff, and then he hands me $20 for spending a few
chaps
to do that. But Craig had walked in afterwards and seen me with the cowboy hat on. And you could see the look at Craig's like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I look at Craig, I go, I told you, bro.
Look what he's making me do.
Yeah. So
I don't have my pants on.
That was pretty funny. That was one of the funniest things that happened to me when I was backstage.
Did you see us in the car periscoping on the way over there?
I died laughing.
Were you laughing?
Oh, it was hilarious. Because it was the first time you guys had done it.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing.
Watching you clowns get on there. You jump, like, I don't know. Is it on? Is it on? Dude, yeah. I can't tell if it's on. Are we working this? Yeah, I think we are. What do we do? What do we do here?
So we were totally going to be there on early. We're going to be there early.
Yeah.
We get off the freeway. Boom. Like no one's
nothing
moving.
But hippies.
It's straight. And there's like all these hippies walking by, but they're not pretend hippies. They're not like the cool, like trendy hippies that you see now, you know, nowadays.
They're the real deal.
These are real filthy hippies, like the real deal, like
my favorite.
Crazy dreadlocks and like chicks with hairy legs, like straight up, you know, like hippies, you know what I'm saying?
My favorite was your description. You're like, a lot of these people have to be vegan, right? Because they
was a stereotype.
Like they were going to pass out.
It was a stereotypical. Yeah, it was a stereotypical. Not to offend anybody, but it was a stereotype. But we didn't know that it was a Deadhead concert. So I'm like, what is going on? Look at all these people. So then we're like, wait, there's a lot of tie-dye shirts.
Oh,
gotta
it
was, be a
it
Deadhead
was
concert.
Crazy, bro. Yeah. Thank God we left super early to get back for the.
I saw a couple people that looked like they were on acid. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They were on acid.
I think, was it my girl or my sister made a comment about, you know what would be really funny is if you switch the tickets out of five of these Deadhead people with five people that were going to the bodybuilding show and you force them to go to the opposite venue and see how they handled it.
Well, it was awesome at that bar. Like for a second, there was like half hippies and like half of these bodybuilders all sitting there. And I should have stopped and like got it on camera. It was like the most bizarre group of people all sitting in the same spot.
It's probably the closest thing to the opposite spectrum. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty close, right? To the opposite spectrum right there. A bunch of hippies.
Bunch of hippies that don't eat meat. Bunch of bodybuilders that eat all the meat.
Yeah,
all the meats. Yeah. It was pretty cool, man. That was cool having that shot with you afterwards too. We had when we went out to the bar.
Yeah, that was
just right. You know, like about an hour before you went on stage.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
The fireball.
Yep. No.
Tastes like big red gum.
Yeah, it's a chick drink.
It's just is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that why I liked it?
Yep.
I'm not a big alcohol kind of person, you know what I mean?
Oh God, speaking of that, bro, I freaking drank yesterday.
Did you? What'd you have?
Oh yeah.
So
Justin likes it.
Tell me about it.
No, you know, and this it reminds me of why I don't drink, dude. I'm just not a fan of how I feel for the next.
Did you have sex with some random stranger again?
No. Oh, so
okay.
Not again.
Okay, good.
But
so that's what I call my other hand.
So post show, I told my girl this show's local, and I go, okay, this is perfect because when I fly out and I have to go to a show, I'm really limited to what I get after a post show. It's normally like 11 o'clock or midnight when I get out. What's open at 11 o'clock?
Taco Bell.
Yeah, a bunch of garbage.
Ugh.
So you know, typically In-N-Out is like the post-show meal, and then the next day I'm flying through an airport, so I'm getting airport food and garbage, and of course I'm craving bad stuff.
Like
and I'm,
Cinnabon?
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of like the traditional foods as I'm trying to get back, and like freaking pizza from a freaking airport. All terrible stuff, and I'm like, we're home, so now I want to make the foods I want to make. And we have all these like healthy recipes that are, you know, aren't like crazy clean like I've been eating where it's like boiled chicken and rice, but it's like stuff that, hey, I could probably consume a shit ton of it and I still won't be as bad as, you know, going to town on like some garbage In-N-Out or something like that, right? So my first meal I wanted was sushi. So I was like, okay, I want to go out to one of our favorite sushi spots. It doesn't close till 11:30. So we hit up Sushi Confidential afterwards. And I drilled 5 orders of rolls and some sashimi. And I had a little bit of sake, which was perfect. Felt great. Felt like I got a little bit of a cheat in there. I did
still it, relatively clean.
Yeah, still relatively clean. You know, a little bit of the you know, tempura and a little bit of the cream cheese that was in there was enough to kind of make my stomach go. And I had to go take a halfway through the meal. I had to go to the bathroom, you know, and take
evacuate the facility.
Yeah, right. So my just a little diarrhea. That's just how my stomach is just like ultra sensitive after a show, and I do this every time. Like, even though I want these bad things, they're not even enjoyable. They go right through me, and it makes my stomach all gurgly and shit. So we had the sushi. Awesome. Felt great. Woke up the next morning, and the plan was to take the day off the gym. I was going to have a complete day, hang out with my girl, give her some, you know, some quality time, and we're going to make our homemade pizzas that we make that I talked about on the air last time with the lavash bread and everything. So we had everything all set up to do that. And it was kind of, we woke up, I had protein waffles to start my day. So start them off good. I'm eating clean. I'm good. And then we had like this kind of lag time before when we were going to have pizza. So I go, hey, you know, let's go see your mom. And you know what? Let's crack a bottle of wine with her. You know, we haven't done that with her. We haven't sat down. And my girl loves to do that. Her mom loves to do that. And I'm like, you know, I'll have a couple glasses of wine or whatever. So we decided to do this, and of course, once we said that, she's like, oh, that'd be great. You know, why don't you guys swing by, grab all these different cheeses and crackers, and so we swing go over to New Leaf and get all these great, you know, great, great cheeses, right? And Triple Gouda and this honey Gouda and this Angel, I mean, all these different kinds, right? And we get there, and because I'm still feeling like I've been lean and depleted a little bit, I haven't really, really filled all the way up. I just can't stop.
You're
I can't
crush it.
Oh, I must have put a pound of cheese.
And
plus.
Then you found out you're lactose intolerant.
Oh, a pound of cheese and crackers and bread, and I'm
drinking wine,
and I had a bottle of wine in my dome. So I'm fucked up. I've got all this stuff that I've eaten and stuffed myself. I have now my stomach's turned into a turtle shell, and I can't stop there because I've been craving this pizza that we're about to have. So then we start having the pizzas, and that being the fact that I'm drunk, I'm still going. And just totally
soldier on,
overconsumed. And then I had to finish Rochelle's red cupcakes, red velvet cupcakes.
I saw those
that she gave me. So
I almost stole one.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense just to have one of those. I may as well eat the whole box. So I'm done with
and
those.
This was all yesterday?
Yeah. So I smash all that. And then, dude, I wake up this morning and I just feel like I got hit by a train, dude. I feel like I hit by a train. And here's the part that really pisses me off. My favorite thing about competing, literally my favorite thing.
Oh, the workouts after.
The workout afterwards, dude. The workout afterward is so awesome and anabolic. I haven't hit legs in 2 weeks, so I'm pumped to go do legs. And I'm all mentally pumped. I'm going to just destroy them today. Oh, my God. That was so rough, dude.
Oh,
it was so rough training legs today. I wanted to throw up halfway through my workout. I didn't feel strong. I didn't feel super anabolic. I was pissed.
So I was feeling you, bro, because up until, you know, as you were getting ready for this contest, I've been kind of dieting with you, right? After the show, I did the same shit, bro.
Sal's on the same cycle.
Bro, I did the same thing. So yesterday, I wake up and I'm like, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to fast. So I had just a protein shake. I didn't really have anything else. And then we filmed, you know, how we were filming for the next guide that's coming out. So we did some of that, and I'm like, Doug, let's get some Thai food. So I fucked up a shitload of Thai food. So I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm done for the day. I'm not going to do anything else. Then I had a Jamba Juice. Then I had 3 empanadas, and I had some carnitas.
Booyah.
I had some refried beans. I had some tortilla chips, potato chips, and then I ate a bowl of cereal.
Oh yeah,
I'm already diarrhea.
I don't know what the fuck came over me, but It was because I was feeling you, bro. Yeah. I did it for you. Yeah, I did it for you, bro.
We're connected, bro.
I gained 3 pounds.
Period.
How did you feel this morning?
I had a great workout. See, I didn't eat foods that I'm not intolerant to.
Okay.
So I lifted pretty heavy today. I was doing front squats with 300.
And, you know, and that's the thing that made me so mad.
I think it was the alcohol that fucked you up the worst, bro.
The alcohol and cheese and all the bread. Oh, yeah, I don't eat bread. I don't eat cheese. And I don't drink. And I did all three of them in one sitting and overdid it. And I'm not a big dessert guy. I eat clean most times. So that was just so much of that. My girl even said to me, she's like, you dummy. You would have been better off going to In-N-Out afterwards and just getting that, your one big cheat, and then getting back on it the next day. You would have felt great because I can handle a cheeseburger, no problem. And my body would do just fine with that. But all the cheese and crackers like that was just, and the alcohol was just so heavy on me. So I was back on it today right away. I mean, this morning I woke up and had my regular steak and egg whites, and I've been on the chicken and rice today, and I'm gonna go on like two days and more where I'm gonna stay moderate to low on my carbs and kind of clean myself out.
Well, this is good. We should tell the audience we're gonna talk about this, I guess, on a weekly basis of how you're kind of coming out of that diet phase, right?
Yeah, I wanted to address this because it's probably and I mentioned this stat before.
We get this question all the time.
Yeah, well, over 66% of competitors are considered to have a eating disorder. And so to me, I find that this is a really, really important topic to talk about because so many people look up to all these guys that are so badass and girls that have these amazing physiques, but they don't get to see. And of course, these people all post all their great photos all the time and nobody posts all the shit that they go through. And they all have these relationships. And what I'm sharing with you guys right now is very, very common with all of them. Only I have enough self-discipline to make sure I switch gears and get back.
Oh,
right,
bro,
away.
They go weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't just eat more. They eat horrible garbage for every meal.
Yes.
You know? So there's a big difference between
fried chicken.
Yeah, there's a big difference between going, okay, I'm going to have something bad, you know, for lunch. You know, today, and then maybe the next day, after, maybe 2 days later, I'll have something. No, it's like breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, everything's garbage, candy, you know, for like a week or 2 weeks, and they'll gain like 15 pounds.
And this is why I think this is so good that we're going to do this whole reverse diet. So those that aren't familiar with that, I'm going to show you guys how I reverse diet out of a show. And why this is so important is, and when we talked early on in my journey, my body is used to anywhere between 3,500 and 4,000 calories a day without putting weight on. So I could maintain my 225, you know, single digit body fat and eat relatively close to 4,000 calories every day, completely fine. Well, if I went back to that right now, that's not the case. If I started eating 4,000 calories, I would blow up like a balloon because I've, over the course of the last 6 to 8 weeks, I've slowly tapered down and got my body used to 3,500, 3,000, 2,800, 2,600, even as low as 2,300 to 2,000 calories a day. So now my body has gotten, my caloric maintenance level is much lower than what it was before. And this is why so many people yo-yo diet in America, and you see this up and down, is everybody gets in shape for the summer or their bachelorette party or Vegas that's coming around the corner, and they all go cut and extreme and work out like crazy. And then they go back to eating the way they were or worse, like competitors do, and they blow up like a balloon. So reverse dieting is a very, very important technique to maintaining that physique that you want to maintain year round. So, you know, we'll definitely be talking about what I'll be doing. Typically, I let myself, though, I'm human and I do. There's always a list of things that I want to eat that I'll let myself for 24 to 48 hours kind of indulge on a few things. And, you know, then this time 24 was enough for me. I'm already back on it because I did so much damage in that one. Typically I would have been a little more balanced about it. And like Sal said, had one or two cheats in a day. And then the next day have one or two cheats. And then,
well, you got the 4th of July coming up too, bro.
Oh
yeah. Holidays really aren't that, you know,
well, the 4th of July is barbecue.
It's not that bad. You can get some meat. And,
yeah. Barbecue.
Yeah. And barbecue. Right. Yeah. Try, you know, maybe have some tri-tip, something like that.
But find the veggies and meat and, yeah.
No, and I'm not an alcohol drinker, so it's not going to be hard for me to pass on that. So that's not a big deal. And I've actually got a lot of shit going on, so I don't even know if we're going to celebrate 4th of July.
Ah.
Oh, beautiful. You're a communist.
Pretty much.
Cool. Yeah, we had a, I mean, it was fun. It was fun going, dude, seeing all those people there.
It was fun. We had a good time. It's like somebody said, like, it's you just have to, like, make yourself have a good time while you're there, right? We were making fun of ourselves.
Yeah. No, it was cool. It was cool, you know, supporting you and kind of being in that crowd and that industry. Yeah. Because I've been in the fitness industry for a long time, but in the fitness service industry, not in the physique, you know, presentation industry. Yeah. I've only been to one bodybuilding show my entire life. So it's a completely different thing. But you can, you know, and like every industry, it's got its own culture. So you see people walking around and you can see, you know, you could tell everybody's into it. And, you know, and the chicks get ripped, bro. But here's the thing. When you see girls in pictures, when they're that lean, you see their bodies and everything. And you're like, oh, yeah, we know they're really lean. When you see them in person, their faces... Because women have a certain, they need to have a certain amount of body fat, and they're, and it's like it's can tell that they have no fat, and their faces are just, you know,
gaunt,
super gaunt and chiseled,
and
it's kind of like, wow, that is extreme, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, walking around with just full up, full blown six packs, you know, not even flexing,
yeah,
so it's pretty wild,
very cool.
Yeah, half the people were like passed out on the ground, like eating little wafy cakes and stuff.
Yeah,
it's you know, being a guy who's in it and I love it and I'm a part of it, I still think it's weird. You know, it's a very different culture, and it's very extreme on so many levels. So
I love the discipline. Hey, I do it. I don't even compete. I just like to diet down.
And that's the thing that
the biggest respect, I think.
And that's the one thing I do enjoy about it is I feel it is, out of all the competitive sports I've ever played, it's the one that everybody's got mad love for each other. There is never any hate, dude. There really isn't.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's super positive energy, man. Everybody, and you could have the worst physique out of everybody in there, and you still get mad love from everybody else because everybody knows, just even to get to where you were at. Last place guy still took some serious work to get to where he's at. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of respect for everybody who
puts just to get on stage in your freaking, you know, underwear.
And that too. I mean, it's one thing to get in shape.
I'm down for that. Not the rest of it.
If they're throwing ones at you.
Yeah. It takes a lot to put yourself out there like that to get on stage. Even having
you gotta have dance moves.
A good physique, you know, even having a good physique to get up there and stand and then let people critique you and tell you all your weaknesses and tell you what you're
doing. It's kind of messed up.
It is. It takes a toll on a lot of people. A lot of people they handle it maybe in front of everybody really well, but then they break down, dude. They
like, listen,
I can completely see
not
that.
Good. Yep. And I'm talking about you and your body.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's people telling you your body isn't look
Why?
Good. Yeah. Yeah. And working out is your life.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, your arms look like shit. You're like, Yeah. All right, cool, man. Well, it was great going, brother. So stay tuned. We'll be doing some reverse dieting episodes.
We'll definitely be updating everything. And make sure you guys that are listening right now, if you guys aren't tuned in to the Mind Pump Radio Periscope and then my personal one, both those two will be talking back and forth on there a lot more. So make sure you guys are in there.
Well, the Mind Pump Periscope, we're going to turn on before and maybe even between episodes. So you can kind of see what we do in between recordings.
And maybe when I'm in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, I'll hold it for you. I'll hold the phone. Okay, cool. I'll hold the phone for you, not the other thing. Excellent.
Enjoy the adventure.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.